من لساني أفقه قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
We finish, الحمد لله, the ayah number 11 from Surah An-Nisa, and we learn all of us the shares and the portions for the children, the male and female, the grandchildren, and we moved, alhamdulillah, and we described clearly in the inheritance for the parents, the father and the mother, and the grandfather and the grandmother. And we finish all of that, and remember that all of this, alhamdulillah, are in our website. To describe it in detail, and we, alhamdulillah, you could review it any time in the website, in our website www.masjidmanhattan.com, and we explain that in detail. And as I said before, this topic you cannot understand by yourself when you read the Quran. You need to go for the deep fiqh and to understand this topic. Subhanallah. We know we are busy, we don't have time for that. But as I told you before, when we move to different masajid, I have a couple of hundreds of people. They came from all over. But alhamdulillah for everything, inshaAllah ta'ala. Naam. Allah tabaraka ta'ala move forward in ayah number 12 to describe the inheritance between the husband and the wife. Between the husband and the wife. And we clear it before that Allah tabaraka ta'ala, He knows the best. Therefore, there is nobody allowed to give any ijtihad in nas. If you have it clearly, describe it in the ayah from the book of Allah, nobody allowed to give ijtihad. The ijtihad to understand the nas, not to change the nas. Nas is mean the ayat, which describe it by Allah and His Messenger. You are not allowed, even Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not allowed to make ijtihad in the solid ayat and the command which he received from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But the ulama after, they have yes permission to go and make ijtihad, to make opinion, to understand the nas. That is the most important. And Allah is the most wise, Allah is the most knowledgeable, Allah is the most known. For all of us, He knows what is the best for you. Because if He leave it for you, and He leave it for me, to change whatever we like, everything will be mess. So it is a solid law from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let's we move to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the said about the portion for the wife, abortion for the husband, if any one of them passed away. Let's we see, because we have like a rule, zeal too. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 12, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah says, وَلَكُمْ نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكَ أَزْوَاجُكُمْ إِلَّمْ يَكُنْ لَهُنَّ وَلَدْ فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُنَّ وَلَدْ فَلَكُمُ الرُّبُعَ مِمَّا تَرَكَ مِنْ بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ يُوصِينَ بِهَا أَوْ دَيْنٍ. That is the ayat. Call it mantuq. Mantuq, it's mean clearly by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah describe it. This is called mantuq. Mantuq, it's mean describe it clear in the ayat. You and me, we have to take it as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the book of Allah. But we're gonna have something beside Al-Quran, mafhoom, to go deep to understand the opinions of all the scholars, the fuqaha, to understand the ayah. That is the most important, you have to understand. Before I go, let Abdul Rashid to go through and to read it until I make it here. Yeah. Until I make it, inshallah. Yeah.
In what your wives leave, your share is a half. If they leave no child, but if... Let me start
again. Say it again.
In what your wives leave, your share is a half if they leave no child. But if they leave a child, you get a fourth after payment of legacies and debts. In what you leave, their share is a fourth if you leave no child. But if you leave a child, they get an eighth after payment of legacies and debts.
Barakallah fiqh. طيب. As we see here from the author, from the ayat, which we agree together, we take the ayat as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, and to understand the direct according to the author of the ayah, we have to agree about that, no changes. Allah, He said first about if the wife passed away. That's number one. If the wife passed away and she left a husband and left a children, you understand? Or left no children. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayat, if the wife, she has assets or property and she passed away and left the husband, if the husband, he said, لَكُمْ نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكَ أَزْوَاجُكُمْ, you will have half, one half of what your wife left, the one she passed away. You as a husband, the message here for the husband, if his wife, she passed away, meaning and no children, the husband will take how much?
Half.
One half. No discussion about that. No discussion about that. But I'm going deep in mafhum to understand deep from the sweetness of Al Quran explained by the Prophet and his messenger. In the other side, before we finish the one now, the wife, she passed away. But if the wife, she left in property and assets, and she left the husband and children, the husband will, they will prevent the husband to reduce his shares. If he has no children, she has no children, meaning the husband, he will go ahead and he take half of her property and assets. But if the husband, if the wife, she passed away and left children, meaning the husband will be reduced to take one fourth. But I have here is a mantuq. Mantuq, it's mean, this is a solid ayah. But Allah, He said here, إِلَّمْ يَكُلْ لَهُنَّ وَلَدْ, if they have no walad. You know what's walad in the Arabic language mean? If this is son, or more than son, or son and girls, and son and daughters, Allah, He did not tell me here, walad. When you call your child in the house, ya walad, come here. Meaning, oh boy, according to the Arabic language, come here. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told me here the walad. I don't know it is one single or more than one son or boys and girls. This means son and daughters. Allah, He did not tell me about that. Therefore, that way we need the explanation in detail. طيب. According to this ayah here, Allah, He said, if the woman, she passed away and left a child, walad, a child, only one or more than one. First, let's we talk about the male first. One or more than one?
One.
La, more than one. One or hundreds. طيب. The second question here, is that include also female? What about if the woman, she left male and female? In this ayah, the husband also, if she left male and female, the husband will have one quora, or has to be only sons? That is a question the ulama has to ask about it, because Allah, He said in general, walad. So, meaning for this, my dear brothers, also, what about if I give you some deep here in the fiqh? What about the woman, she passed away, and her son in her life, he passed away, and he left the children. Look at this. He left the children. And he left the children, male and female. Are both of them, the male and female, will get inheritance from the grandmother? That's also, it's possible. Some of you asked me last week, he said that the wife, she passed away. But her son, she has only one son, or two son, or son and daughters. But her son, during her life, he passed away. But he left children, male and female. Who is going to take it? Can we give it to the male and female while they passed away? The son passed away in her life, or her daughter passed away in her life, and they left the children. Who gonna take it? This is we need also, right or not? The ayah here, she said, if the wife she passed away and she left no children, husband jump and take one half. If she left no children, what happened? And the husband will have what?
Half.
If she have no children, half. If she left the children,
One fourth.
What about if she had no children, but she left a grandson? She gonna have, the husband will have half, or he will have one quarter? That is a question also we need to ask, right? Now, there is no children here. Yes, I agree with you. Right away, according to the outer meaning or the solid meaning of the ayah, no children, husband will take half. But wait a second here. Stop. What about this woman? She has yet left no children, but she left grandson and granddaughter. What happened with them? They gonna take some or not?
Yes.
They gonna get some?
Yes.
And some. Tayyib, a beautiful answer. Tayyib, when you said yes, they gonna have, you give it to the males or you give it to the male and female? That is another question.
Male,
you have male and female. She left the male and female. The son, as again, Sheikh Nasser. So what happened is, she passed away. She left no children because her son passed away in her life. But her son, he left the children, the boys and girls. Can we give for boys and girls? The boy take the wife and the girl, only we give it to the son. Both of them?
Only to the son. Only to the son.
Barakallahu feek. That is the right answer.
Yeah.
You got it, inshallah ta'ala, clear for this? If she left no children, the husband should have half. But we told them, wait a second, stop here. Is there the son, your son, who passed away in the life of his mother, before she passed away and the mother, she left property and assets. She left no children, but she left behind her grandchildren, male and female. We told Baba, stop, you're not going to have half anymore. You will have only one quarter. And who should take the inheritance? Only male of her grandchildren, nothing for daughter. Clear, my brother, for this. Clear. Fine. But before we distribute, Allah, He made a condition in the ayah, Shaykhna. Min ba'di, wasiyatin yusi biha aw dayn. Firstly, before I give anyone of them, the husband or grandchildren, only one, or if the woman she left children, male and female. If she left the children, male and female, the husband will take one quarter, and the children, the rest will go for male and female. The boys or the male take the wives, and the female will have no problem for this. If the woman she passed away and she left the children, male and female, the male he should take
twice
than female. You got it? Inshallah ta'ala. No children at all. If there is no children, no grandchildren, the husband will take how much? One half. But the son or the daughter passed away in the life of her mother before she left that. If she left and this son or this daughter passed away in the life of their mother, but they left the children, only you give it to who?
Son.
You got it, inshallah ta'ala? Clear for this without any confusion. But before you do that, stop to distribute the portions until you find where is there any legacies
and debts
or bequest, or is there any debt? First, you have, as we described in this masjid before, according to our class, you have to look first for what? Both of the what? Bequest, written will, or debt against the mother, if the mother she passed away. Clear, my brother, for this. Allah is saying in the second part of the ayah, for if the husband is the one, he passed away. If the husband is the one, he passed away. We gonna tell you about if she left the daughter only. Just to keep this in sight for now until I clear all this area. And then later I may give you some exception for this. Now, what about if the husband, he's the one, he passed away and he left a wife and he left no children. How much the wife will take? According to Zaya, read it again after this dash. Read it again.
In what you leave, their share is a fourth.
So the woman will take one fourth. It is half of the husband. If the woman, she passed away and she left the husband and no children, the husband will take one half. If the husband is the one, he passed away and he left a wife, and no children, the what?
One fourth.
What about if the husband left children? So the wife, how much will take Abdul Rashid according to the ayah?
One eighth.
You got it, inshallah ta'ala. But wait a second, again the same rule. What about if the husband, he passed away and he left a wife and no children, but he left a grandson and a granddaughters? Right away you give it to who? To the grandson, and the husband will take how much? The wife will take how much? Not anymore one quarter if there is a grandson.
One eighth.
So he will take 1/8. So in the meaning, without confusing you, the child here meaning even 1 or 10 or 100 son, all of them by law they will have. And they will reduce the percentage for the father or the mother, if any one of them. But first we have to take in our consideration the written will or the debt for that. All the time for that. You got it? Clear up to here? So if the wife, again, if the husband passed away, no children, his wife, she will take 1/4. If there is a children or grandson, only grandson, so what happened is they will take what? 1/8. She will take 1/8. But there is no children, mother or the wife. The wife, she will take 1 quarter if there is no children, if there is no grandchildren. You got it? Inshallah ta'ala. Next one. Tayyib. We have to notice here, and that this is a difficult for the ulama. What about if the man, he passed away and he left 2 wives? Or 3 wives? Or 4 wives, Sheikh Ali?
No.
He left one wife. One wife is legally in the front of the people, and he has a married in a side. Nobody knows about this married. And he left a 2 wife or 3 wives. What we should do? Can we give everyone? We say it about the man first. The man passed away, no children, his wife, she will take how much? 1 quarter. What about if there are 3 or 4 wives? I give every one of them 1 quarter, so there's nothing left. You understand? So what we have to do in this, to take it easy without confusing you, for we have 2 different issues here. There is a family, he bought a family house for his children, and his first wife and all his children came from this wife. Nobody could touch this house at all. It is belonged to the first wife and her children. That is the place of living. So if he has the wife, another wife, She cannot share in this property at all, because this property is belonging to who? Even if she lives in an apartment, she has no right to take any portion from the house, because this house is belong, he bought it originally for the name of the wife, and then after that his children. But the problem is land, money he left, the second wife and the third wife and the fourth wife, maximum all of them. If there is no children, all of them, they take one quora, split it between the two wife, three wife, four wife. If there is a children, either from the first children, from the first wife or the second wife, all of them, so what you have to do, the wife will take only 1/8 if she's a one wife. If they are two wife or three wife or four wife, all of them, they share the 1/8. No children, they share the one quora. Clear, my dear brothers?
Yes.
Clear, my dear brothers? Go ahead, inshallah, and marry as much as you could. But don't tell your wife, inshallah. So this is actually, we have tomorrow open discussion for fiqh aqeen. Tayyib. As you know, my brother, the Quran, you have to, the ulama spend all their life to understand. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Do they not concentrate or understand the Quran? Quran is not solid words. Quran is the speaking now. Between the mantuq, the solid meaning of or no change in the Quran, and the understand the Quran, it is a big difference. But to understand the Quran has to be within the ayat, not to bring anything new or over the Quran to explain the Quran. La, astaghfirullah. We have to go for the understand here. Between Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, to understand, if the Imam make mistakes in the Salah, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he say about, and he has male and female behind him, men should say what?
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah, right or not? If they make a mistake in the Salah, he stand up without sitting in the middle, for example, subhanallah, and the woman should do what? Okay, clap. طيب. Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he go beyond this. He said, this is not the issue. The issue is sawtul mar'a awra. The Islam permitted the woman to correct the imam in the Salah, or correct her husband if he leading her, to say, not to say wordy, because her voice is awra, is private. He cannot. Ya Sheikh Nasser, what about the singer of the Muslim female singer and all this stuff? We enjoyed Amita Batsha and all the other people.
Subhanallah.
How do you call him, Sheikh Ali? Amita Ketchup? What's his name? Subhanallah. So if we need to know, you are allowed to go for deep in fiqh, inshaAllah ta'ala, to complete this ayat. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to teach all of us. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa aqbal minna wa ja'alna sababa limin ihtada. Allahumma arham amwatana wa amwat al-muslimin. Allahumma la tu'adhibna wa anta bina rahim. Ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat al-ahya'u minhum wal amwat, wal muslimina wal muslimat al-ahya'u minhum wal amwat. Allahumma arzuqna 'ala al-bala'i jasadan sabira. Allahumma arzuqna al-janna wa ma yuqarrib ilayha min 'amalin salih, wa na'udhu bika min 'adhabin nar inna 'adhabaha kana gharama. Allahumma qina 'adhab al-qabr wa qina 'adhab an-nar. اللهم نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وبطن. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا. اللهم انصر إخواننا في أفغانستان, وانصر إخواننا في باكستان, وانصر إخواننا في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا رب لا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا ارحمنا, وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم يا رب العظيم, ابن لنا مسجد منهاتن, واجعلنا متحابين في جلالك, مجتمعين على كلامك, وارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله. جزاكم الله خير for listening. سبحانك الله وحمدك, اشهد ان لا اله الا انت, استغفرك واتوب اليك. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.
جيم سير, I have a question.
نعم.